Life's too short to be waiting on, so let's not waste it, when we both know you're the one.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. Pooja and I will have the jackpot song for you coming up, but first, here's Eva with news.
Good morning. The Prime Minister is set to be sworn in as an MP this morning for the Ottawa area riding of Nepean. Yesterday, Carney wrapped up a two-day cabinet retreat and answered questions about possibly joining the U.S. Golden Dome missile defense system. He says his government will do what's best for Canada and are taking steps to end their reliance on the U.S. Members of the Coalition for Charter Rights and Freedoms are set to wear red to City Hall today over the anti-protest bylaw. The group calls the bylaw wasteful and undemocratic due to its $2 million price tag. Provincial police say they clocked two drivers going nearly double the speed limit on Highway 403 in Mississauga. The OPP alleged the 24-year-old driver was impaired and going 191 kilometers per hour on the 403 at Erin Mills last night and now faces impaired and stunt driving charges. The 37-year-old driver was stopped going 188 kilometers per hour and has been charged with stunt driving. In sports, Jays crushed San Diego 14-0. They play again this afternoon. AFC Toronto takes on Montreal in the Northern Super League tonight at 7. CHFI weather. Today, periods of rain up to 10 millimeters, a high of 10. Tonight, cloudy, some rain and a low near 8. Friday, showers with a low near 11. Right now, it's 7 degrees. Westbound on the Gardner Expressway, approaching Jamison, the left shoulder is blocked with a stalled vehicle. In Brantford, eastbound 403, east of Wayne Gretzky Parkway, we've got the left lane closed. That's all for a collision. And on the eastbound Gardner Expressway, looks like it's still slow from east of the Humber Bridge all the way through to Dufferin. North 400, approaching Highway 89, two shoulders closed for a collision. West 401, approaching the 410 in the Express, the right lane is blocked now because of a collision.
Win your share of $50,000
right now.
CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
Yes, and your chance to win $250 right on the spot, or you can put that towards a growing jackpot. And that jackpot now has hit $30,000. We're drawing for $30,000 on, well, maybe more, on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to keep on growing. It's got a few more days of runway today, tomorrow, and then we play on the weekends as well. Monday on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, we are going to be drawing a big winner north of $30,000. All you have to do is be caller 16 at 416-872-CHFI. When you hear the jackpot song, you could also take $250 if you don't want to go for the jackpot.
Yeah, the choice is yours. You have a decision to make, but the song you're listening for is Justin Bieber, Holy. When you hear Justin Bieber, Holy, that's when you want to call to be caller 16.
A word to the wise, it's coming up within 5 minutes.
I can read your mind, and I know your story. I see what you're going through, yeah. It's an uphill climb, and I'm feeling sorry. Can't wait.
5 jackpot song of this hour is about to play right now.
Call 416-872-2434 right now.
Be caller 16 and win your share of $50,000.
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint, but I might go down to the river. 'Cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch, yeah, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star, can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. I don't do well with the drama, and no, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in nirvana, but the way that we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, holy, holy. A track star, can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. They say we're too young and then the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't know. They say we're too young and then the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't. No, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy. Feel so holy.
Win your share of $50,000
right now.
I can't stop the feeling. It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
We got caller 16. We're heading north to Aurora. Susan Stoible of Aurora. Susan, good morning. You're caller 16. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. That's fantastic.
Oh, I have a question for you. So you obviously are hearing what people are doing. Some people are deciding that they want to take $250 right on the spot. Others are saying, you know, I want to put it towards the growing jackpot. Are you listening to how other people are going and then it's influencing you? Or are you like, no, 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 I already know what I'm going to do?
I keep jumping back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the sweet spot in terms of the amount of money, because $250 is nice. $250 will make your day. But 30,000 plus will make your whole year. So I use sports analogies for everything. It's either, do you want to hit a single? Nothing wrong with a single. Get you on base. Or do you want to try and take a big swing and hit a home run? You might strike out, but you might hit a home run.
Well, a tough one, isn't it?
But did we ask the jackpot song already?
No, not yet. I'm just getting in the mind.
I love it. No, I love
Susan,
it.
Okay. I think it is a tough decision.
It is tough. Susan, before we get your decision and get your mindset, can you tell us what the jackpot song was?
Yes. Justin Bieber, Holy.
You got it. Okay. Now you have to actually make the decision. Do you want the $250 right on the spot, or do you want to put that towards our growing jackpot?
You know, I think I'm going to go for the jackpot.
Ah!
It would be amazing.
Susan, you kept us in
drama. What a dream would be.
That
would be
a dream
come true.
Good reveal.
That was fabulous.
Well, now you have been entered in, and so we can up the jackpot to $30,250. And with you added in the mix, that's 78 people in for the draw, which we are doing on Monday. We are just days away. What would you do with $30,250?
Oh, I know exactly what I'd do. Help my kids out for sure. Uh-huh. And yes, because they both need some help. And also give some money away a little bit to, you know, to the charities and that. So that would be awesome to help them as well.
Aww, nice.
Very good causes for you if you win this jackpot. Susan, good luck on Monday for the big draw, and thanks for listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Thank you very, very much. I really, really appreciate it.
Bye.
Your next chance to win is this morning at 8.
Unfortunately, and a tough day to walk the dog as well. Up to 10 millimeters of rain and only getting to 10 degrees, which is like half as warm as we should be getting for this time of year.
With Siege 5 traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you're eastbound on the QEW, looks like the earlier problems have cleared away. Westbound Gardner approaching Jamison, left shoulder still blocked off with a stalled vehicle. In Brampton, eastbound Finch from Steeles to the 427, that's closed off because of a pothole. And westbound 401 approaching the 410 in the Express, problems have cleared. For 90 years, clients have trusted Thompson Rogers after devastating accidents. From the hospital room to the courtroom, Thompson Rogers provides real-life counsel. Visit trlaw.com.
98.1
CHFI.
Seeker. Seeker's the place to find live radio, podcasts, news, and sports you love. Easily search the shows you love.
Okay, two, one, coffee.
Ah! Share the highlights that make you laugh.
Caesar salad out of kale. And I go, you know what? You made Caesar salad just a little bit worse.
And enter the contest you want to win.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sound.
Seeker. Seeker.
Hey, it's Pooja Honda. Maintaining a home is a lot of work. And when it comes to my eaves troughs, I've learned that I need to have them cleaned twice a year in order to avoid any problems. But with so much on my mind and on my plate, let's face it, come fall, I'm probably going to forget. Not with my Jiffy app. Did you know that you can actually save money on repeat jobs right on the Jiffy app? You click schedule and save, and Jiffy will send you a reminder of your repeat job, as well as give you a discount just for setting up the reminder. So when I booked my eaves trough cleaning this time, I went ahead and scheduled my next one in the fall right on the app. You can Jiffy it and forget it. One less thing to worry about around the house, and one more thing Jiffy is helping me with this spring. This is why Jiffy is my go-to. You can download the Jiffy app or sign up on JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. That's CHFI for $25 off. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Beat the heat at Harvey's this summer for just $3. Choose one of our creamy hand-spun milkshakes or one of our frozen drinks, including new Sour Patch Kids Blue Raspberry for only $3 all summer long at Harvey's. It's a beautiful day. Taxes extra.
Circle K Fuel Day is back. This Thursday, May 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m., Circle K is dropping the price of fuel by 10 cents per liter. Plus, with each fill-up, we'll donate a meal to Food Banks Canada. Details at CircleK.com.
Picture this, a designer kitchen that dazzles, a spa-like bathroom that refreshes. At Splash's Bath & Kitchen, we turn your vision into reality with Canada's largest online selection of bath and kitchen fixtures delivered swiftly to your door. Choose from affordable luxuries like Growy faucets, renowned for blending German engineering with timeless European design. With premier brands like Growy, along with unbeatable value and hassle-free shopping, Splash's Bath & Kitchen is your Canadian source for plumbing fixtures. From dream to reality, shop splashes.com today.
Dreaming of your next adventure? Intrepid Travel's World Sale is here. Save up to 20% on a huge range of small group adventures to dreamy destinations like Morocco, Italy, and Japan. Dive into the culture, food, and fun with new travel BFFs by your side and a local legend leading the way. Book your next adventure before trips fill up at intrepidtravel.com. Terms and exclusions apply. See website for details.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So I actually went on a first date over the weekend and I did something in secret. I was a little embarrassed. I'm going to tell you about it after Panic.
Right, right. Turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m. Turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Serious. So where's your past if you are wrong? In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and bitty, gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Slam, slam, oh hot damn. What part about it don't you understand? Should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now. Body crasher, panty snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious?
Right ways on my underdogs. We will never be, never be anything but
If you're too school for cool, then you treat it like a fool. You can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own. So raise your
degrees. I guess we're raising a glass to the rain. It's good for the lawns. Rain all day today. Don't forget the umbrellas are high today. Only 10 degrees. It's going to be a windy one.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun on 98.1 CHFI.
I did something embarrassing on the weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to hear about it.
I think it's fine, but I don't know. You tell me. Okay.
So you don't think it's embarrassing?
No,
you think I'm going to think it's embarrassing.
I want to say that I don't think it's embarrassing, but my actions would suggest that I knew it was embarrassing and I tried to cover it up.
Okay. What'd you do?
It was a scandal. So I went on a first date over the weekend.
Oh, no.
All good. Wait, you said, oh, no, at the first date?
Well, because you did something embarrassing on a first date.
Oh, right. Okay, okay.
That's never a good thing.
Like, oh, you're dating?
No, I'm glad you're dating. Tell me more.
Okay. So all good. Lovely first date. For the most part. It's a great restaurant. I didn't pick it for this reason. But
you are umming and ahhing way too much. What did you do?
I picked a restaurant I had a gift card to. Okay. And it's a good restaurant on its own merit. I probably would have gone there anyway, but I happen to have a gift card. I went through my gift card box. I'm like, oh, let's use this. So, but then I chickened out as we were getting later, like desserts happened. And then I thought it was a good idea. And then as I'm getting closer, I'm like, is she going to judge me when the bill comes? And then she sees me throwing the gift card and my credit card, because the gift card wouldn't have covered all of it. It would have covered a portion.
Okay.
Like, is that embarrassing to throw on two cards? All these thoughts went through my head. I'm like, do I do some sleight of hand? Like, I put the gift card under the credit card and then put that on top and she won't see it. But then the waiter's going to be like, oh, you have a gift card. Like, I'm going through all these things in my head.
Or you're like, let's split the bill. And then you're like, I'll take my half on my gift card.
Okay, that's a double whammy. That gets a...
Don't do that. Okay.
So this is what I decided on. I think it was the right move given the circumstance. I excused myself to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. And then I found the waiter at the little kiosk and then was just like, hey, I've got a gift card and then here's my credit card. I'm like, can you like just deduct whatever you need from the gift card and then just charge the rest of the credit card? He's like, yeah, no problem. So that was handled sort of off-site. I took it offline.
He didn't give you one of the, like, really? Really, on a first date? You're giving me a gift card?
He might have internally.
okay.
So then she didn't know, and it was all good.
I'm giving you a hard time, but, I mean, I'm pretty practical about these things. I know first impressions and all those things, I know they matter, but to me, I'm like, well, you have a gift card. Sure, let's say you don't use it on date one. By date four or five, is it okay to use it then?
Well,
then
yeah.
We can get to know you and that, like, the real you, which is you would use a gift card to pay for something that you have a gift card for?
Like, you know me. I love gift cards. I love giving gift cards. I love receiving gift cards. They're practical. They're as good as cash. So, yeah, I chickened out. I didn't show the real me on the first date because the real me would have just been like, yeah, I'm using a gift card. This is smart. Did you not have a great meal? You did.
Yeah, I'm paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you care how I pay for it?
So, but I chickened out and for fear of judgment because the date was going well. So then I hit it. If the date was going poorly, I would have been like, yeah, I'm using a gift card.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. As your friend, I don't think you did anything that embarrassing. I think, you know, it's better they get to know the authentic you.
Thank you.
But if I was the friend who was on the date and she told me this story, I'd be like, what?
Like,
he paid with a gift card?
Like, is this the kind of thing she'd go back to her girlfriends and be like,
yes.
How's the date? Yeah, it was fine, but you won't believe what happened when the bill came.
Yes, and then that would have been there. There'd be like red flags. That there are red flags, but then, you know.
Okay.
You start, your imagination goes wild.
My head's in a lot of places with this. I don't know if it's okay or not. I think you should tell us.
Five calls?
Decide it all.
Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date?
It's that simple.
It's that simple. Five calls.
There is an argument to be made on both sides. Let's see where you stand on it.
Yes or no? Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date? Call us right now. The lines are open. 416-872-CHFI.
A news update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Mail service in this country could stop tomorrow without a last-minute deal between Canada Post and its workers' union. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says it's looking at offers from the Crown Corporation and will take time to review them carefully. Canada Post, meanwhile, has rejected a union request for 2 weeks to look over their proposals, saying further delays are not in anyone's interest. A new study finds many Canadians don't trust their governments. The Léger poll found while 8 in 10 feel an emotional attachment to Canada and their province, only half of those polled trust their governments. Albertans had the lowest levels of trust in all three levels of government, and Conservative voters were far less likely than Liberal voters to express trust in governments. A Canadian NBA star has been named the league's most valuable player this year. Oklahoma City Thunder's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had the best record this season and set a league mark for margin of victor. It's the second time a Canadian has ever won MVP for the NBA. In sports, the Jays crushed San Diego 14-0. They play again this afternoon. CHFI weather. Today, periods of rain up to 10 millimeters and a high of 10. Tonight, cloudy, some rain and a low near 8. Friday, showers with a low near 11. Right now, it is 7 degrees.
Southbound on the 400, south of Dunlop. The right lane is closed. That's for a collision. You'll find it slow from approaching Dunlop. West 401, west of Salem. Right lane closed off with a vehicle fire. It's jammed up from Brock Street. And if you're on the Toronto-bound QEW at 7th, the left lane is closed off. That's all because of a collision.
First date on the weekend, but like chickened out last minute and did it on the sly. I kind of pulled the waiter aside and did it there because I was like, is she gonna judge me? And I got in my own head
because it's her first impression, and maybe, you know, she doesn't know you know
there
you
shouldn't be anything wrong with it. It's cash, it's a gift card,
and that's why we don't know is it okay to use a gift card on a first date. Let's take your calls. Five calls decided all. Maria from Maple, what do you think, yes or no?
Why not? Exactly. If she's not paying for the meal, you are. So whether you pay for it with a gift card or not, why not?
See, okay. I needed this pep talk during like the second course to stick to my guns. Maria, your vote's been counted. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Have a great day.
You too.
From Mel from Mississauga. So what do you think? Okay to use a gift card on a first date? Yes or no?
I mean, a gift card is good and all of that. But on the first date, I don't think so. You just save it for the second date. It makes it seem like you don't have money.
She should find out you don't have money on the second date, not on the first one.
Well, yeah, second is like, you know what? I got a gift card. We should use it this time, you know?
Okay.
What if she's turned on by frugality and she's like, oh, yeah, like this guy's for me?
Said nobody ever in their dating profile turned on by frugality.
Think about it. All right, Ramel, your vote's been counted. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Malta and Shelley. So what do you think? Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date? Yes or no?
Don't think so, really.
Why?
Well, just because I think that if you want to show her up or whatever, you should use your own credit card or something.
Sure.
Okay. Your vote's been counted, Shelley. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hyman, good morning. Hyman from Brampton. What do you think? Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date?
It is. You're being authentic you. You can't be somebody else if you're not.
It's true.
If you have a gift card, is that what you're going to do? That's what you're going to do. If she views you differently for that, she's not about you.
I like it. See, now I feel bad for chickening out, right? I should have showed the authentic me.
Show authentic you because, listen, you can be who you're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't like it, that's fine. I'm going to let my freak flag and my gift card flag fly.
What's going to happen is if you don't use it on the first date, you may use it on the fourth date. You still use it.
Exactly. She's going to find out sooner or later, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
That I like a deal. Hyman, thanks for the call. Your vote's been counted.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay, let's take a pause right now. It's tied 2-2.
Yes.
And our buddy Frankie Flowers just popped in the studio.
Okay. Frankie Flowers, who's also in the dating world right now.
Yeah, perfect guy to ask.
Yeah. Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date? Yes or no?
Yeah, no, like a gift card on the first date. I think I knew where you were going right there. It's like, hey, I got this from maybe your ex-spouse or ex-girlfriend for a birthday gift. You don't know where that gift card's come from. I think gift cards, remember Groupons? Like if you ever used a Groupon on a first date.
Okay, that's offside.
Yeah, like
that. Gift cards are okay, like, Groupon's not good. Hey,
what's wrong with the gift card? It's basically
I think you can actually walk over and pay so that you're like, I got the bill.
Be subtle.
But not be like, hey, got a gift card. Let's go.
You're not flaunting it like it's like an Amex Black or anything.
But think about that. You're going out with somebody for the first time.
I don't have to think about it. I lived it, Frankie.
You did? Gift card and all?
I did it subtly, though.
Where did you get said gift card from?
It may have been from the people in this room you're looking at.
Okay. Well, I still don't think it's appropriate. Not for a first date. I just think it's bad form. First date, you know what? You're investing in that date.
You might be right because I don't think there's going to be a second date.
There you go. But I'll tell you what, I did get some good gift certificates and discounts at Swiss Chalet in the mail the other day.
Why don't you two go on a date?
No, see, that I don't mind.
Yeah, that's Swiss Chalet sauce. I'll get you every time.
Thanks, Frankie.
Yeah, you had me. A dipping sauce.
Okay, so Frankie is a no, just in case you're keeping
score. I thought he was going to be on my score. Side.
So 3-2, no, you shouldn't use a gift card on a first date. And follow-up question. You used the gift card that Steph and I gave you on your date?
Yeah, aren't you happy I used the gift card?
Oh, spaghetti.
By myself. Thanks, I think. It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you. Hey.
Looking forward to 8 o'clock when we play you our jackpot song. You want to be listening because if you're caller 16, you have a choice to make. You can make $250 right on the spot, or you could put that towards a growing jackpot. And the jackpot has hit the $30,000 mark. So the odds of winning it, we're doing the draw on Monday, pretty good. What are you going to do?
With CHI traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscato's. New problems now westbound on the QEW approaching Mississauga Road. It's the left lane and the right lane that are blocked because of a collision. Westbound Eglinton approaching Winford, there's a lane block there also because of a collision. South 400 south of Dunlop, the right lane is closed for a collision. And eastbound on the QEW approaching Victoria, two left lanes are closed. That's for a collision. For 90 years, clients have trusted Thompson Rogers after devastating accidents. From the hospital room to the courtroom, Thompson Rogers provides real life counsel. Visit trlaw.com.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
So according to a new survey, 58% of workers admit they are ghost working at work. And if you're an employer, it's not good news. Are you doing it? We're going to talk about it after Rev.
I don't want to pull, baby. To pull too over for my time. The night is young, the moonlight's wasting. Living for our city and it's Friday night. So dance like Michael and sing like Whitney. Like Marilyn Monroe. I smoke like Molly but love like Lucy. And dress like Jackie.
What is up with this weather? Rainy right now, 7 degrees, only getting up to 10 for our high.
The Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
All right, so here are two stories you need to know. Pooja, what do you got?
So have you heard of ghost working?
Ghost working. Heard of ghost kitchens.
Yeah, well, ghost working, apparently some of you are doing it right now at work. Basically, pretending to work.
Oh.
Yeah, everything from making fake calls, scheduling fake meetings.
So wait, like, what?
The boss walks by, you pick up the phone, you're like, ah, oh, hello there, Jim. You just pretend to be on the phone. You just schedule a meeting, but then there's no reason for the meeting, but you just want to make yourself look busy. You walk around with a notebook, carry a notebook with you. You type mumbo jumbo on the screen so that it looks like you're typing something?
How is the thing? You presumably, if you're employed, you have actual work to be doing.
Well, apparently they're doing all these things to make it count as working. There's a new survey. It's out by a resume company, and they found that 58% of people who were polled admitted that they regularly pretend to work. It's fake it till you make it to 5 p.m. kind of thing. And I think the most egregious infraction from this survey is people also admit to looking for another job at work and then leaving said job for like a break or a lunch break to go to an interview at another place.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're saying, look, this is not about laziness or coming from a particular generation, so don't blame it on that. It's actually things like office pressures, micromanagement from your boss, lack of meaningful tasks, unclear expectations that are resulting in all of this. So it's not because they're lazy. It's because they're just sort of fed up.
Fed up, uninterested. Ghost working. Okay, that's a new term I'm going to file away.
What do you have?
Okay, so this story is awesome. Big day for Canada. Big day for Canadian basketball. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's from Hamilton, Ontario, won the NBA MVP last night. Why does this matter? He is only the second ever Canadian to do so. Steve Nash was the first in 2005 and 2006.
That feels like a lifetime ago.
20 years ago. Shai Gilgeous is just 26 years old, and he's just such a lovable guy. He always involves his teammates in the conversation, doesn't make it about himself. And the thing I loved, when he accepted his award last night, he didn't have anything prepared. He spoke from the heart. He spoke off the cuff, and you could really feel the emotion. This is him thanking the people that are close to him. Have a listen.
My dad for putting the ball in my hands, my mother, and I told her the other day that, like, I always thought she was insane until I had a child and I understood exactly what she was saying and exactly what she meant. And then the one and only Haley Summers. Thank you. Sorry, I'm so dramatic. Haley Summers, thank you for everything you are for me, for our son Aries. You were the first person to show me what love really meant. What sacrifice really meant. And I can't wait to spend the rest of this journey called life with you. So thank you for everything.
Oh, can I tell you, as a mom and a wife, that's all you want to hear from your kids. That, like, they understand why you parented the way you did. And as a partner, you just want to know that that's how they feel about you. That's how much they appreciate you. It brings you to tears.
I want to know love and sacrifice like Shai understands it.
Yes.
By the way, there might be more hardware in his future. He's up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Final with his OKC Thunder. So MVP, NBA champion, could be.
Canadian boy.
Yeah.
Just one.
57 degrees on our way to only 10. We should be at 20 this time of the year. So below seasonal. Add to that the rain. You will need the umbrellas. And it's windy. Sorry. Wish I had better news.
CHFI plays your favorite songs.
And now they can win you your share of $50,000.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
Listen for CHFI jackpot songs 6 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 5.
When you hear them play, call in to win. Then it's up to you to decide.
Take the cash or enter the draw for a big jackpot.
I can't stop the
It's CHFI's
$50,000 music jackpot.
Only on 98.1
CHFI. Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
It's Employment Law Q&A with 98.1 CHFI and Canada's leading employment lawyer, Howard Levitt at levittlawyers.com.
True or false, Howard? My employer has to give me my old job back after my maternity leave.
False. If that job no longer exists, the employer has to provide you a comparable job. But if a job doesn't exist at all because the whole division's been shut down, they can terminate you, but they have to pay wrongful dismissal damages.
My employer can replace me with the person who filled in while on maternity, if they have done a better job than me.
False. You have a right to return to your pre-maternity leave job if that job still exists.
HR is an employee's friend, there to serve as a mediator between the employer and employee.
False. HR's job is to protect the company, not protect the employees.
To contact Howard, visit levittlawyers.com. That's levittlawyers.com.
Employment Law Q&A from Howard Levitt and 98.1 CHFI.
Floods, wildfire, tornado. Severe weather is having a big impact on Canada, and we're all paying the price. That's why the 140,000 people in Canada's insurance industry are working hard on solutions to help Canadians like you adapt to the impacts of severe weather, advocating for better protections to make our communities safer and more resilient. It's all part of our plan to protect the things we love. The people of the home, auto, and business insurance industry, protecting your tomorrow. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
All Hudson's Bay stores are closing, and you're saving. It's your final chance to shop at Hudson's Bay and save up to 80% and more off lowest ticketed prices store-wide. Everything is on sale and must be sold. Save big on apparel for women, men, and kids, luggage, home fashions, jewelry, including Effie, and so much more. Final days and final discounts happening now. Shop soon as time is running out. Visit thebay.com to find your local store and enjoy these big savings. Exclusions apply. All sales are final. No returns or exchanges.
How it sounds to enjoy a McD's poutine.
Mmm.
And now, a McD's poutine with 100% Canadian-raised seasoned chicken and buffalo sauce.
Whew.
Activate buffalo mode with McDonald's Spicy Buffalo Chicken Poutine. Available at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario for a limited time.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we treat you the way we want to be treated. Not in the spa day, cucumbers on the eyelids kind of way. More in the saving you time by calling ahead and saving you money by offering a heat pump for less than the price of an air conditioner kind of way. It's how we've earned over 150,000 five-star reviews. So, to get a heat pump for less than an air conditioner, call on the team proudly serving Canadian communities for over 60 years.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm not high maintenance, just a little particular. I only drink Niagara Chardonnay, chilled at precisely 8 degrees. My lawn is kept at exactly 2.5 inches high. And I only buy home appliances recommended by my Tasco professional because my kitchen deserves it.
Try the ProPick Savings event on now at Tasco Appliances. Enjoy free delivery or half price installation on select models until June 1st. Some conditions apply. Only at Tasco, where picky shoppers shop.
Shack Shine will make your home look fresh and new.
We clean the grime,
scrub your foundation,
and driveway, porches, decks, and sidewalks.
We clean out your guttering
and windows.
Shack Shine will make your house twinkle, sparkle, and glow.
Visit ShackShine.com.
Circle K Fuel Day is back.
Today, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., save 10 cents per liter on your fuel purchase at participating Circle K stations across Toronto. And from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. today only, for every fill-up, a meal will be donated to Food Banks Canada. A great way to save while giving back to the community. Plus, 98.1 CHFI will be live on location today from 3 to 7 at 780 Bancroft Drive in Mississauga. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars and fuel up at Circle K today.
Pooch and I will have the jackpot song for you coming up in a moment, but first, here's Eva with news.
Good morning. Canada Mail service could be stopped tomorrow. The union representing about 55,000 Canada Post employees has said it's reviewing a set of proposals. Canada Post says the new offers address several concerns and is offering a wage increase of over 13% over 4 years. If they strike, it'll be the second time in less than 6 months. The Prime Minister will be sworn in as the MP for the Ottawa area riding of Nepean today. It comes just days after a two-day Liberal cabinet retreat. Prime Minister Carney outlined his expectations for his ministers. 7 priorities were listed in the mandate, including making the strongest economy in the G7 and bringing down the cost of living. If you've been taping your mouth shut at bedtime, it could be harming you. A new Ontario study found no health benefits from mouth taping and warns it could be dangerous for those with sleep apnea. The trend is popular online, but experts say there's no strong proof.